That wasn't me coughing. That was my guest. Okay, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, welcome to Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Malta. Let me quickly add your favorite malt drink. All right. Now, today we are going to look at the issue of the toll gates. I told you earlier today that I have the Lagos well-known letter writer, Mr. Kunle Uthman, a lawyer and a member of the body of Benchers. Well, I thought we'd take him by phone, but he said no, he'd rather be here so that he'll be heard loud and clear. And somewhere along the line, we're going to call the Commissioner for Information on Lagos State, and we'll both have a well-rounded discussion on the toll gate issue. I'm going to beg your indulgence to let you know that there's a current battle that I have joined, and we will fight to the end. I'm stating clearly, it's not my bias. It's not bias. I am involved in this issue of the Methodist Boys High School and the Methodist Church, which involves our school property in Lekki. On Tuesday, I'll give you the full details, okay, of the fight that is going on. This is not a matter of being partial. I am involved. And it's simply a point of principle. The school was given land, was allocated land by the state government, and apparently some interests want to appropriate part of that land for private enterprise. It is not, it is a habit, it's not the first time, but it will jolly well be the last for as long as I'm on the face of this earth in the Methodist Boys High School, my alma mater, that produced one of the best in the country. There is this sense of entitlement that has become part of our culture. And this nonsense saying that says that it is where you work that you eat, if we stop, I will join those who will stop this habit or die in the attempt. So I'm going to beg your indulgence. I will need all the support that you can garner. Let us make this an example of how things should not be done. We will start the battle on Tuesday, 9 o'clock on the Daily Digest. We will start that battle. I'm an old student, so we are not fighting for anything, for any gain. But we are fighting for the principle that if some old boys had used their influence to get land in VI, it's not for some other people to come and appropriate it for their personal use. It is unacceptable, and it will not happen. Some of us, I can assure you, are ready to go down on this because we're all old anyway. The good thing about, when you get to a particular age, when you go to bed every night, it could jolly well be your last. But MUT law, Philip, I'm sure you're looking at my car, you want to inherit it. You will wait. Mr. Kulo's man is here. And let's talk about the toll gate. Let's leave the Methodist fire. I just wanted to give you notice so that all of you will prepare for me. Mr. Kunle Uthman is here, and we are going to talk about the Lekki toll gate. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, for the record, the LCCI have given notice that they are going to start tolling the Ikoyi-Lekki Bridge, which in itself was built, correct me if I'm wrong, as an alternate route, to ease traffic. Let me quickly state here that in principle, I'm picking my words carefully, so if you're going to quote me, I might not mind, for as long as nobody tells me that they are going to toll that major road here. That, of course, would be completely unacceptable. But Mr. Uthman wrote a letter to the governor. What did you say in the letter?
Well, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the courtesy and invitation.
Yes.
I was also at the Methodist Boys School. I'm a student of this school.
I forgot all. Are you aware of this thing I'm talking about?
I'm not only aware, I'm involved.
Fantastic.
In all aspects of that, but that is not the subject matter of
for
this
today,
discussion.
Yes, yes.
Now, the Lekki toll gate and the Lekki concession company, LCCI, a decision to charge toll from April 1st. I have written to government. I've sent it by DHL as you had advised. And I believe that by this time, His Excellency, the governor, should have a privilege of that letter. But I know as a fact that government has responded to the letter. because I've read in these in publications the views of the Honorable Commissioner for Information and Strategy. I disagree with what he has written. He has said nothing. And there was a part of his letter that I consider a little bit not very courteous. He said the people who are complaining are people who live abroad. They are not the people that live here. Now, this is a problem of people that lead us. They have a social disconnect.
Could you please say what he said again?
Yes. I'd like to be sure. I can also read it. It's in the papers. To the effect that the people who are complaining, the complainants are people who live abroad and who don't use their facility. So I say for a fact that we are no longer in paradise lost. We are human.
Oh, let me read it. He further alleged that the people who have been against LCC to the toll gate were those who don't live around the place and don't live in Nigeria. Why would anybody who doesn't live in Nigeria then complain?
Yeah, that's the sad aspect of what
I don't understand the logic.
And as I repeat, he shows that if he spoke on behalf of the Lagos State Government,
yes,
and what he wrote is on behalf of government,
yes,
being their information commissioner and strategy,
yes,
it is a sad testimony that the Lagos State Government, as presently constituted, top to bottom, is completely disconnected. That bridge is from Osborne. It takes you into Lekki. Access to that bridge is from Osborne and also from Bodilon. When the toll was being collected on that bridge, I repeat, for whoever lives in that area, for the opening time, the traffic gridlock on Friday is from the bridge payment point as far as Parkview. And at times, it could also be as far as Osborne Junction. So despite the fact that you want to pay toll, you're going to be traumatized in getting there to pay. And they were charging very impossible amount. But let me address this man.
Which man now?
I'm addressing Lagos State Government now.
Oh, okay.
Can we have the privilege of seeing the contract between government and this organization? Can we have the documents? One. Two, what are the terms of contract? Three, how much has been collected? And what is the balance that is to be paid? This is the critical issue. This question of wealth, is it tolling forever? Are we going to pay toll on this bridge? As long as that bridge is there and it doesn't collapse, are we going to pay toll? They have to answer these pertinent questions.
Well, we better know the terms of agreement, like you rightly said,
yes,
for us to know if there's a tenure,
yes,
to the tolling.
Yes. And then LCC on its own part should please let us know exactly how much are they collecting on a daily basis, dovetailing into a month per annum, so that we can know exactly when they are going to hand over that bridge back to government and to the taxpayers who pay tax every day. Uncle Jimmy, recall I told you, at 400 naira per day, I will pay 800 naira, 400 per trip. On a typical weekend, when I have reasons to go out two or three times, me, I will pay 2,004. My son will pay the same amount, my wife will pay the same amount, and my friends will pay the same amount. It's a lot of money. What do you call this? Double taxation. What do you call it? Okay. You just believe that because we live in that area, we have to be traumatized. And I don't agree with the people. Unfortunately, sir, Uncle Jimmy, maybe you belong to the people who feel that way. That bridge should not be tolled. If that bridge is tolled, it should be for a very minimal fee, negligible. Well, because what you have is, for scientific purposes,
yes,
let's take a clear day, Monday next week, and let us toll that bridge but not collect money from morning till evening. They should just be pretending to be collecting money.
Yes.
And let us see the activity that will take place there from 4 o'clock in the morning to 7 a.m. You will see that scientifically is not justified. There's what they call in government a buyback. If you have a relationship with a private company, the government can buy this debt back. And the LIRS, our own Lagos State Internal Revenue Service, can actually take charge of that and give us some more human rights. This LCC matter is beginning to be like the alphabet matter. They are on the same page.
It could be the owners of LCCI that also own Alpha. Is there a nexus? Is there a connect between them?
You know, Alphabeta, we never knew the owners until recently when there was a connection between that company and some people who are in government.
And
this one also, we don't know. But the truth of the matter is, whoever is the owner, It's a limited liability company. It's serving the people of Lagos State. It's collecting money for on our behalf. Can we see the documents? Because in Nigeria now, it is no longer a secret. When I was in government, I requested for this document.
When you were in government?
When I was in government. I was in government.
As what?
As the commissioner in Lagos State Judicial Service Commission. Okay. And the Attorney General of Lagos State was one of us in that commission. It yes. comes every time. I requested for this document. I was ignored. Nobody made it available to me. Now I'm asking the Honorable Commissioner, Mr. Commissioner, sir, since you are in an advantage position to be the strategy man in charge, can you avail the Nigerian public the document between Lagos State Government and Alpha Beta? Thank you very much.
Is it Alpha Beta or?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
LCCI.
And LCCI.
Do you think they are Siamese twins?
Well, they may not be. Mm. They may not be. But, you
but
see,
they have the same
when you look at the characterization, again, they should let us also know what is the documents that exist between government and Alpha Beta. Because you see, we have passed the age whereby we cannot see. We have passed the age whereby we cannot think. We have passed the time when we cannot reason. If we are going to pay toll, how much, what are the terms of the contract? How much has been paid? Because the man says they have to collect money because there are some 500 people that are unemployed. Yes. They can absorb those people into Lagos State Service. They can talk to LRS and let us know that whatever money we are paying is going to the revenue source of the Lagos State government. And we are not dealing with a private liability company.
Would you feel better if LRS was tolling and collecting the money for government?
It's more reasonable because I know...
You think, you believe it's more reasonable?
It will be more reasonable. Let them absorb
this. So your opposition is predicated on the fact that you don't have clear facts as to what happens to the money, not so much the tolling.
No,
because my argument against tolling of the main road is, I don't even want to get myself involved in the politics anymore. It's just simple logistics and common sense. That's the main whatever.
Uncle Jimmy.
Sir.
Life in Lekki has become further traumatic.
Hmm.
Most of us, we have generators. Diesel now costs 750 to 800 naira per liter. 60 liters of diesel I bought for 35,000. There is no NEPA. When there is NEPA, you pay an average of 60 to 80,000. Now they are also asking me, if I go out, I come in every day, I should pay 800 naira multiplied. Why? How did we get here? The government of Lagos State should not be anti-people. They should understand. They should know the way we feel. And the tragedy of that gate is, the way that toll is built and the place it deposits traffic is traffic gridlock. Because at the end of that toll, you come down, you go to Freedom Way, you have to connect to...
The roundabouts at both ends.
The roundabouts at both ends are traumatic. From one point of that roundabout to the other is 45 minutes. So it's just an elitist mentality when we are talking about tolling. We should look at the convenience of the people. The first one, the second one, the third one, anyone, Lagos State government have not devised a system to make us feel that we are part of government when you live in that area. And the consequences also.
Mm.
If the other place is blocked now, everybody wants to pass the Admiralty gates. Now, you have a large volume of traffic going again in that direction. So whatever commuter is using that facility or commuting facility is going to lead to increasing cost of transportation.
Let me read this to you.
Yes, please.
It says here that the commissioner said that stakeholders' engagement was still ongoing and that it had been massive and encouraging, with LCC having meetings with residents, associations, traditional rulers, and different people concerning the issue. Is that right?
Uncle Jimmy, you have become a conscience of the people. We need a stakeholders' meeting. Bring this commissioner out. Bring me out. Bring LCC out. Bring a few people and let us have a conference. Let us ask pertinent questions. The word stakeholder is a misnomer within the context of this publication. Who did they consult? Did they consult the Lekki Resident Association?
That's what he's saying here.
He didn't mention names. He says stakeholder. It's too verbose.
Yeah, it says...
it's verbose. He said it means nothing.
He said having meetings with resident associations. He said here.
Will he be kind enough to, when you call him now, he will then name the resident associations? Why the VGC people involved? That all leads to Lekki. It leads to Akodo.
It leads to Oligo.
It leads to everywhere. Who are the stakeholders that they consulted? And where did they meet, when and how, and what was the communique? If he can give that to us, along with the Lekki contract, we still have enough time.
He claims he also met with traditional rulers who are supposed to be the conscience of the people. You know, they're supposed to be close to the people.
We have gotten to a stage in this country whereby we don't talk of traditional rulers, conscience of nobody. We have gotten to a place whereby we have to fight our own battle and do exactly what it is right for the posterity and for the benefit of our children.
Are you saying we can't depend on our traditional rulers to fight for us?
I'm being sarcastic. Me, I'm a chief in Lagos.
I'm being sarcastic.
And also being a chief in Lagos, yeah. I respect the traditional institution. But I also know as a fact that they are better confined to traditional matters and chieftaincy issues. The question of payment of toll has nothing to do with tradition. We are not going into an occultist arrangement. We are going into what affects a man's pocket. We are going into a place that the man pays money, every money, and he's going to be scared to go out. If you go out and you pass that toll gate and you forget your key and come back, you're going to pay again. There's no daily charges there. I'm sure you're aware.
Yes.
It is payment per passage.
Per passage.
And there's a way they built that toll gate. There must be traffic gridlock. One, because you have to dead stop. You have to pay. Somebody has to give you a change. And when they started this, their electronic system, it made no difference. So there has to be a way out. There's no justification. You don't come out and tell people, I met with this, I met with this. Having met with people, it is also standard practice. What was the communique? Who did you meet with? If we decided to have a meeting now, Radio 99.3, Bar Association, Lagos State Government, and at the end of this meeting, we're going to have a communique. Where is this communique? So we met with people. Who did he meet with?
Okay, it's 9:21.
Call it.
We are going to open up our lines 0700 993 993 993, and I hate to call it the female line. I hate it. Anyway, I hate to call it 0146571. Ah, woman, 0146571. I'm making another yabby today. I think God beg you. Okay, so we'll open up our lines, and when we come back from break, we'll be taking on the Honorable Commissioner so that he can react to some of the things that we have said. So let's take, please, when you do call in, simple rule, call from a quiet place, switch off the radio. You can't hear yourself and talk at the same time. Switch off the radio. Don't call from a toilet. You know, toilet, once it's tied up to the top, you get an echo. And don't use speakerphone, please. Put the phone to your mouth. And we have only 1 minute per person, which means that if you spend half the time greeting everybody, I greet the man, I greet your guest, I greet for my mom, I hate you this morning. Or some of you, when it takes time, I chase this woman. You don't waste your time. Just go say, morning, and this is the... Or you start saying that, I want to react to, we know that's why you're calling. Also, we beg of you to keep to the day's topic, okay? That's the way it operates here. We are not doing open mic like I thought we would do. We might do that tomorrow, who knows? So let's take our first caller of the day. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Maybe from Songo.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say that what our guest you brought was speaking is quite obvious. They want to kill us in Lagos State with a lot of challenges.
Yes.
Don't get to taxi, so here and there. If I don't remember, look, I want to remind Nigerians. Even Bola Tinubu now that he's saying he wants to become president tomorrow. When he ends, look, we are going to pay radio tax. We are going to pay television tax. We are going to pay water rate. Everything we are going to pay. Let us be prepared. In Lagos State, nothing you don't pay. So what is up? And they are generating, the money they are generating in a month is over 30, allegedly about 30 billion naira. What are they using this money for God's sake? And these are the things that EFCC should put its eyes on. They will not look at it. They will not do anything.
Okay.
But yet, they want Nigerians to begin to suffer and suffer.
Okay, thank you very much. He's made a veiled reference to Mr. Othman.
Yes.
He's made a veiled reference to corruption. And the Lagos State Government just this week set up an anti-corruption commission headed by a retired judge. What kind of confidence do you have in that body?
Very little. Very, very little. I don't think we should continue to grandstand issues like corruption and begin to set up commission where nobody will appear. We can do better than that. We need to sanitize ourselves first. Me, I don't want to talk about government and corruption, this particular issue. maybe it's time for election and they are looking for money. This is what one of the people said. They said they need money now for election. So they need to go there and collect money. For me, if government can satisfy what I've said today, sir, you can make the request. It's coming on air. He has to release that contract. We need to say it. We need to also see how much has been paid. What is the tenure? What is owed? And let them go and read better. There is something they call debt buyback. Let's negotiate with LCC.
Do you think the when the tolling actually starts?
Yes.
Do you expect any kind of physical presence of resistance?
Well, you see, we have become a people that have been so dehumanized. Government has become such a gargantuan monster in the life of the people of this country. We just saw what happened in Insas. There was a point there was sporadic shooting to disperse people. It may not be exactly safe for anybody to go and protest. The protest should be a matter of conscience. We have to speak up. We have to write about it. We need to tell government, as you approach this election, you need to be circumspect. You need to be careful, because if you make our life more difficult than it is, we will vote you out, Uncle Jimmy. The pound sterling. I went there to buy my robe. Eh? £2,600. You know the cost? In excess of two million.
Yes.
£2,600.
Yes, well, £1,000.
More than 2 million.
Yes.
And one of my friends said to me, Kunle, you are very lucky. The bank that helped you, in his own case, he bought for 822. Now, this same government, every aspect, a loaf of bread is 750 naira. Why did we get it wrong? You can't buy beans, you can't do anything.
Okay, we got to take a break. Yes, let me put it on record that the president apologized. I didn't accept it, but just for everybody to know, Philip, I'm not interested. Not that I didn't even accept it. I'm not even interested in an apology, because he doesn't do anything to me. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, I hope we'll have the Honorable Commissioner online, and then we'll take him on. So don't go away, we'll be right back. Hello?
Hello.
Ah, long live my Honorable Commissioner. I bow and tremble, sir.
I greet you, sir.
Yes, so she let Ruzi and Bami Ladiba Commissioner, so Robo Baram in Bonnie.
Hey,
Ronnie. How are you, Gwega? How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Have you been following the program? Did you hear what Mr. Othman said in reaction to the statement you issued yesterday?
No, sir.
Okay, you haven't been. Okay, that's convenient. But he seems critical of your position. But can we hear your position again on the toll gate issue? The tolling of the Ikoyi Lekki access.
Okay, well, my view is very simple. First, I would like to thank all the stakeholders that Lekki Concession Company has met with for showing understanding. I also thank those who are criticizing the idea of tolling that road. They have their right to so do. But I would like all of us to think about the logic of returning tolling to that road. The Lekki Concession Company, that road was built at about 44.1 billion, 44.9 billion. And I would like people to just take their minds back to those days when the road was what it was. Porto Reading, about two lanes, so rough and all of that. And then the government went to raise money to build the road. As of today, Lekki Concession Company is owing about 11.6 billion naira to local lenders, local bankers that all of us know, and international lenders, including African Development Bank. They are being owed $31.1 million. So apart from that, there are 500 workers, at least 500 workers working in that place. Most of them young people with young families. For 18 months, they have not had a cover. Some of them have earned half salary. But they need to return to their job so that they can get back to their normal life. And then all of the things that Lekki Concession Company has been doing on that road, security-wise, whenever any vehicle breaks down, they rush in there to take the vehicle out, restoration of all the damaged traffic lamps on the road, and then emergencies. If anything happens there, they send in ambulances. And all of the things that they are doing there, which are just services that they never stopped during the 18 months that they've not been able to collect a toll there. So it is good for us to say, well, it's our right to enjoy the road, it's our right to have it free of charge and all of that. It is normal.
Okay. But what about the logistics and the inconvenience? You see, whilst we're thinking of the 500 people who are employed, they maybe they are close to, I'm just exaggerating, the 500 million, but not up to that one. But just there are thousands of people who are also affected by the logistics. Mr. Uthman has been able to say, talk, for example, about the perennial gridlock you have in that area that goes far into the night till after 12 midnight because of this tolling. Maybe in the first instance, it shouldn't even have been done logistically. Maybe from the design, from the moment of design, it should have been placed in some other part, maybe. But as we are now, part of his own argument, apart from the money involved, that distorts so many families, is also the fact of the logistics of it. That, look, tolling there brings perennial traffic to that environment. We should think about that too, don't you think, Honorable Commissioner?
They are very, very right, sir.
Yes.
But the FCC, Lekki Concession Company, has done a lot of things to look at this. They are now more experienced than they used to be. Number one, I can assure everybody that when they return to that road, they are not going to start tolling immediately. There's going to be a kind of test run that all of us will see. And then number two, when they start tolling, whenever there is a build-up, they open the place. They won't issue tickets anymore.
Is that a condition that has been given to them that we can test?
Yes, those are some of the tactics they are trying to employ, so that people don't just sit down there and it gets congested. And then there are better equipment now. The kind of equipment that we ensure that passage is not blocked in that place. That you spend seconds there, not a minute. But I
can. Can you tell us, Lagos is listening now. Can you tell us what kind of equipment and what the equipment would do? Because before, what you had was, if you had a card, you would stop and put your card up, and then you would move on. So this equipment that you are talking about, does it spot you a mile away and just keeps it open and you keep flowing, or what?
You are right, sir. It spots you faster. That is why people will be encouraged, especially people who use that road frequently, to have this thing that can be installed in their vehicles by staff of FCC. So that as soon as they approach the toll gate, it doesn't need to close at all. It opens for them.
Okay, then, well, what about the odd fellow who doesn't have enough money in his account? Do you move him aside? Remember, I don't know if you pass that route. You know you are in Alausa. I don't know about that. Remember that there's not even enough space for you to park a car aside. So I wonder if you've thought of that.
That is why we are going to have a test run. They are going to have a test run.
Okay.
So the test run will show all of these problems that we are talking about. And they are listening to you now and taking notes of all of the things that people are saying.
Sorry, I seem to be rushing you. You know time is not my friend there.
No problem,
so,
sir.
So do we have a guarantee that instead of tolling, before we take a final decision on the tolling and say April 1, why don't we have a 1 week of test run of mock tolling and see what happens, so the people can decide?
I've said that, sir. That
we are going to have a week of mock testing.
Yeah, about 2 weeks
of mock testing.
Yes, so that they see how it works, so that they see all the loopholes and go back to the drawing board and work on them. And they are listening as we speak.
Well, the man, everybody listens, but they might not do anything. That's a pre. But
no,
that's
no,
not,
no,
that,
no.
Well,
it,
that's,
it's a very serious matter, sir.
Of course, I know. That's why
they are in debt.
We are also in debt. We'll be in debt because not only do we lose money, we lose time, valuable time. So we can't be thinking of the company alone. Even the stakeholders, by the way, Mr. Uthman says he'd like to know the stakeholders that you spoke to. Are they landlords associations? Who are they? Because
landlords
he's
a association,
yes.
Community leaders.
You had a town hall meeting with them?
Sir?
You had a town hall meeting with them?
Yes, not once, not twice. And there is evidence to show.
Okay, all right. We'd like to see
and
that.
The consultation continues.
Oh, it continues?
Yes.
Okay, maybe can I suggest that you look for a place and let's all have a town hall meeting. So all of us will be there, Mr. Uthman. You invite the press. All of us are there. So we can gauge the real feelings of the people.
Okay.
I think if you could pass that on them, I'm sure there must be a hall that the government can rent that all of us will be there, and it can even be filmed. You have a station to do it, LTV8, they'll do it free of charge, and you know, Lenibugwe, you know, so that people can see, because Mr. Omotoso is a very crucial matter, not just to the 500 workers.
Yes.
Not just to the 500. And look at the times that we are in. Those of us who are in private sector, who use our money to buy diesel and petrol and so on and so forth, who use our money to feed ourselves, you know, life is getting more and more difficult.
It is so for all of us, sir.
No, you cannot count yourself as one of us. How much you be government picking? Do you buy the petrol in your car?
I do, sir.
You don't.
Honestly,
do you? I do. What is it, Mr. What is it that this money that you can keep in your drawer in the office? What do they call it? There's in government circles you have some money, spare money. What do they call it?
Impressed.
We know that. Mr. Potato. what is your security vote, self?
Security vote. I didn't even have it.
You have security. I'm joking, he doesn't have security vote. He has impressed. You wanted to ask him something.
Honorable Commissioner, good morning.
Morning, sir.
It's a bit unfortunate that you were not with us at the beginning of this program, but there are certain issues. I want to be very, very brief. What I've been able to gather, the gain of this particular deliberation, is the fact that you have agreed that there will be a town hall meeting between now and the shortest possible time. Wherever I am, I'll be willing to be part of this meeting. Mm. Number two, can you please make available to the public this LCC contract? Number three, can you please give us the information, the debt that is being owed, how much has been paid, and how much is outstanding. Can you also tell us, by way of empirical data, how many years we are going to be paying this and to help us determine how much we are going to pay? What they charged in that place before was extremely unfriendly to the human pocket. How do I pay $400 to go out, $400 to come back? If I forgot my key in the house, I'll pay $400 to come back. If I had to visit my mother, on the average, sir, I live there. And I've been living in Lekki for 16 years. The problem with government is they have in place a completely distorted master plan. When that bridge was built, I don't think they envisaged the volume of human beings that will go onto that bridge. Because what that bridge simply does is deposits volume of traffic into Lekki, Ebano, and those areas down Freedom Way. To go right and go to VGC, we see we are talking of Lekki. It's not Lekki people that use this bridge. VGC people, they use it. Osakpa London, they use it. People who stay in Abamadesoya, they use it. Down to Lekki. Down to Ekpe. So it's not a private bridge for Lekki people. It is a private bridge for everybody in this state. This is not the time to be testing our pockets. Because now we are very, very angry.
Okay, Mr. Uthman is very angry.
Me, I am.
Okay.
Diesel is 800 naira, Uncle Jimmy. 800, I got to buy diesel.
One night in Lowell and be Lekki.
No, Uncle Jimmy, you also live there.
I don't live in Lekki.
Onye lives there.
Who is Onye?
Our friend.
Oh, Onye. How do you know Onye lives
there? No, she told us in the last time. Listen,
I didn't hear
her. Only first live in Lekki. But the commissioner said, the people are complaining, they live abroad. Well, me, I don't live abroad. I live locally here. And I am complaining, and we all are complaining.
Mr. Matoso, what did you actually mean by saying that those who are complaining live abroad? I didn't quite catch it.
Sir, please, sir, let me just first reply, Mr. Usman.
Oh, please go on.
Yes. I appreciate everything that you have said, sir. And honestly, they are very right. One or two things that you have said, I can provide immediate answers now. The other ones that I don't have answers to, that we will need LCC people to explain. They will explain
during
the meeting we are talking about. I will ensure personally that you are present at that meeting, because I'll give you a call. Lekki Concession Company is owing 11.6 billion to local bankers and $31.1 million to foreign lenders, including African Development Bank. That is why they wish to repay this money. And if they don't repay, it does a lot of damage to Nigerian business.
But what is the current shareholding of LCC? Because there's somebody just slipped something. We caught it on the media now that in December 2014, Lagos State government acquired 100% shares of LCC. Is that right?
Exactly.
So it's Lagos, it's the state.
Exactly.
You're overtaxing us.
So LCC.
You are overtaxing. If the LCC is 100% owned by, so it is the Lagos State government that we will face. Is the governor that is the. Is the chairman de jure? I mean, de facto. Then, which one is de facto?
The jury.
So it is Lagos State government that is taking us through this pain.
Yes.
Which, of course, we need to. We would like you to please reconsider. And by the way, may I ask now? I will no longer call it LCC. We'll call it Lagos State government. If the Lagos State government still intends to toll the major road. Hello,
sir.
May I ask if the Lagos State government still intends to toll the major road?
Admiralty?
The major, not Admiralty. This major road, the Lekki Road.
I do not have an answer to that right away. But this one that we are talking about, what LCC is asking people to do is to show understanding. It's not for us to...
But we are also asking the government to it's no longer LCC as far as we are concerned. If it's 100% owned by government... it's government. We are also asking them to show understanding. And you know,
it's 75% government.
Yes.
And the remainder by public private partnership.
Yes.
PPP. No, there's an office of PPP that handles that.
Yes.
But apart from the ownership, let us even look at that road. I mean, the solid logic there is that if you borrow money, you need to pay back. And the only way you
we are aware of that, but we also don't want to pay back. And at the end of it, our citizens are the worse off for it. I think the citizens' welfare takes, you know, prominence over other things. I sympathize with you as a government. I sympathize with you. We also have to sympathize with our people. And like Mr. Uthman said, we need to take our minds off the fact that because it's called the Ikoyi Lekki Bridge, it's the rich people in Lekki that are complaining. No, that place can take Molue, can take Damfo, can take tricycles, all kinds of things. And people use it as a shortcut again to link back to the major road. But I am happy that you say a final decision has not been taken on the major road. But we would like to appeal to you, to appeal to the governor, to appeal to the conscience of the APC, which is the party that runs the state, that they should not touch that road. Strategically, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's why initially I started from the fact that once I have a bit of understanding for the Ikoyi Lekki Bridge, there will be no understanding whatsoever for that major road. Sometimes when you do certain transactions, even the banks will say they'll have to write it all as a bad debt. It was bad policy from the beginning, and I don't think the people should be punished for it. Do you agree with me, sir?
Thank you so much, sir.
Do you have any other cross-examination?
Yes, I have a point to make. 2 points.
Yes.
It's not a matter of punishment. The other time you were asking that, I said most of the people who are the sending out inciting messages that they live overseas. The evidence is there on Twitter. The evidence is there on Facebook. The evidence is there in all the messages that we receive on our social media handles. I mean, most of these things, they come from overseas. People who just want to incite the public. LCC is asking for understanding. They are willing to discuss this. It's not.
What is your definition? What is your definition of incitement, sir?
My definition of incitement is what people call hate speech now. You just wake up one day and type from your room all the things that you never saw that happened, that it happened. So because of that, let us occupy this place.
No, we are not occupying anywhere, Honorable Commissioner. Forget.
I've seen all those things.
Yes, in all parts of governance and of life, you find them everywhere. Even they will attack your governor. Even you as a person, they will attack you. Let us bundle him. Let us do this, do that. But you don't worry. You have the anointing of the Lord. Nothing will happen to you.
No, I mean,
can you listen to one or two? People want to call in so that you can reply them, please, Honorable Commissioner. Hello, good morning. Very quickly. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this program.
Yes.
I think that thing should be scrapped.
Okay.
Nobody
ma'am.
Is paying anything.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, they are telling us that they are doing a subsidy.
Yes.
This subsidy. Let
yes.
them subsidize this road. Let them pay for it.
Okay.
They can go public and sell whatever they have bought.
Yes.
Nobody is paying anything. My daughter lives there. I know what I pay. They have just commissioned the bus terminal there on the airport road. No bus is picking anybody from Mafoluka and Najawa State.
Okay, ma'am.
What's wrong with them?
It's okay, ma'am. Calm down. Okay, ma'am. Mama is very angry. Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, please, quickly, we're running out of time.
Yes, sir. This is Peter calling from Cotton Park, sir.
Yes.
Sir, please, I want to ask the commissioner.
Yes.
Like, how much are we making in a day, maybe Monday to Friday, and weekend? At least, they're supposed to give us at least, let's know so that we can calculate this by ourselves.
Okay, all right. I'm sure he's heard you. I'll take two more calls, and the commissioner will reply, then we'll let him go get on with his job for the day.
Hello,
good morning. Yes.
Just like the last caller said,
yes.
He said they are owing 44 point something billion. How much have they made since that bridge was constructed?
Okay,
and
my
how
dad.
Much are they owing
okay,
now?
Okay, you're making
and
the same point we've heard
years,
again.
How many years will it take them
okay,
to
ma'am.
Pay off their debt?
All right, I need to pick one last caller. Sorry, I'm running for time, you know. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm Michael from Jerry.
Just go on, please. Quickly, 1 minute.
I just want to say that even if they will be collecting the toll gate money, they should make it a daily payment. Not that when you forget your key, you come back and you pay money again. You go back, you forget something. It's normal for human beings to forget something or wanting to pass that place.
Okay, point noted. For those who are worried about, just do a spare key. And put it around your neck, or put it on your. If you're a woman, you can put it in your this ileke, and then put the spare key there. So you can put it in your shoe. Okay, Commissioner, did you hear all what has been said?
Yes, thank you so much, sir.
Yes.
Like I said, there are one or two points I would like to make.
Quickly,
number
sir.
One, I would want all our listeners to know, including those who said they should not pay anything. Tolling is a universal phenomenon. It's not limited to Nigeria.
Yes.
It's all over the place.
Yes.
You travel between New York and New Jersey, there are about three toll gates there. Nigerians drive through and they don't complain. Then, this is a road that we are talking about. It's everybody is saying free. Don't let them collect anything. It is good for us to talk about our rights and our privileges. We have a right to government also so many things. But I would like our Lagosians to spare a thought for responsibility too. Like I said, people say they pay tax and all of that. Because it's a city of about 25 million people. Our tax to GDP ratio is one of the lowest in Africa. There are about 6 million registered taxpayers in Lagos. Only about 4.2 million of them are active.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to quickly put up some defense for our people, because when you talk about New York to New Jersey, the circumstances are different. There's enough public transport to take care of you. When the roads are towed, there's always a viable alternate route. So people are not complaining. People for all the years I was in university till very recent, till Obasanjo destroyed the toll gates on Ibadan, Lagos Ibadan, nobody complained about that. Because it was quite glaring. What people are complaining about is the circumstances of this one. Nobody would really complain about tolling. Tolling worldwide is done, I repeat, where there is a viable alternative. And therefore, yes, it's universal, but what we are talking about is the peculiar circumstances of this road. But Honorable Commissioner, we might have to invite you in next week so that we'll expatiate more. And we'd like to take you on also on a few new things that we have heard from government. I'll call you later to fix the date of when you'll be here. So keep your diary open for me, sir. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Last word. We have just 1 minute. Let him hear you. Just one last minute.
No, I just take 30 seconds, maybe.
Yes.
Life has become very, very horrific.
Yes.
Times are tough.
Yes.
You want to fly from anywhere, this country is extremely expensive. Mr. Commissioner, sir, if you had brought this thing when life was better, when it was there before, nobody would really complain. But the circumstances of our life, living existence in now, shows that we're going to complain to pay money anywhere. because even to breathe well now is a problem. No NEPA, no lights, no water, no everything. Please, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Governor.
Thank you very much. He's not governor, he's commissioner.
No,
he represents everybody.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Governor, thank you.
At the stakeholders meeting, please, as soon as possible.
Yeah, he has said that he will do that. Okay, can we take one or two more calls? Just one more, I think. Two more calls. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Morning, sir, please. 1 minute.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, now that the commissioner has gone, I want to let everybody know in Lagos that that bridge ought to have been an alternative route to decongest the main express. Ordinarily, it's not supposed to be towed. That is one. Two, the learned officer that is there with you asked him that he should show Lagosians the document, the agreement entered with LCC with the government. He didn't say anything about that. How much have they collected so far? He didn't say anything about that. This is one of he's saying that Lagos is the only country, only state in the world that is collecting the lowest tax. It's wrong. Lagos is the only state that collects the most obnoxious tax in the entire world. I stand to be corrected.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Our final caller for the day. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, Pastor Ladipo. Go on, please.
My take is this. If they want to tow that place, they should assess patient. Things are very expensive now. Things are not as before. Let them assess patient a little. Let us have a breathing space. Things are very expensive now. That is my take. Thank you. God bless.
When don't go yet. When do you think things might get is gone? I was going to ask him when he thinks things might get better. What they say in Nigeria is once something it goes up, it doesn't obey the law of gravity. It doesn't come down. Thank you very much, Conley Othman. God bless you. The Methodist issue, I will invite you in at some point.
By God's grace.
Yes, because it is very close to my heart. Apart from the fact that I went to the Methodist Process School, up school, in principle, these are some of the vices we want to fight. In principle. Even if it had been, I don't want to say the word Igbobi.
Right, Honorable Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Yes.
First President of Nigeria.
Yes.
Attended the Methodist.
The school is over 100 years old.
147.
On humanitarian grounds, and in principle, a school acquires land, and then some interest group want to appropriate part of it for commercial purposes.
They want to build flats.
That's how, in the very first instance, where the school was should have been a monument.
Yes. It's not a car park.
It should have been a monument.
That's
I thought that we were running a religious institution and not a business concern. It's unfortunate. That school should have been listed. This is part of the responsibility our governments now want to have. Now, in this particular case, I hear they are brandishing two various COVs. That problem has come from government. And that's the place to start from. To tell the government itself to authenticate the two COVs that various bodies are carrying. When we get to that bridge on Tuesday, we'll climb it. I got to go. The techers are here. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you this. I used to care for the world's opinion.
And I used to fear their rejection.
Or more. I used to beg for
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.